interview. Hey, it's Tom Fisher of bourbonblog.com. I'm here with my good friend, film producer Marvin Acuna, who just happens to be the executive producer of a party raising funds for a great cause that I'm going to be appearing at here to do a whiskey tasting in L.A. this week. What's happening, Marvin?
Hey, buddy. Great pleasure to be here. Thank you for making time to spread the love and share the word that that you'll be there supporting us at the fundraiser. I'm very excited to have you. We have a lot of folks that are very eager to participate in the exclusive tasting that you'll be offering there. So all is positive. Life is delicious, as they say.
I love that quote. Life is delicious. It is the zombie apocalypse Halloween party that's benefiting the Pulmonary Hypertension Association, and it's going to be a special performance by your lovely wife, Chloe Timchin. Tell us a little bit about the Pulmonary Hypertension Association.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let me begin by saying that the PHA, which is a nonprofit charity that's been rated among the top 1% of charities in the world by Charity Navigator for its transparency, for its fiscal responsibility. And that is an organization that my wife and I are very, very passionate about. We're strong advocates for. We've raised quite a bit of money for them and will continue to do so. And it's very near and dear to our hearts because my wife, back on March 4th of 2013, was rushed to the hospital as a direct result of congestive right heart failure, which is absolutely a mechanism, or really, frankly, the outcome of pulmonary hypertension. Pulmonary hypertension is elevated pressure in the arteries of the lung, making the heart work harder, the right side of the heart specifically, eventually weakening the walls of the heart, and then, of course, resulting in heart failure, which is exactly what the experience my wife had. 5 years of misdiagnosis. This is a disease that affects 4 times more women than men. On average, the lifespan is 2.8 years without treatment. 30 to 50% of women will pass as a result of PH during pregnancy. 3 to 4 doctors will be visited before one of them actually realizes what the issue is. And on average, $100,000 will be spent on one therapeutic treatment annually to basically arrest and attempt to stabilize the condition, which is unfortunately rare, unpredictable, and progressive. And about 25 million folks are affected with this particular disease, and unfortunately they're walking around not even knowing about it. So the PHA is on a mission to raise awareness through advocacy and research. They're also committed to providing support groups for individuals and also offering them resources so that they can, of course, be fully educated and aware of how they can maintain themselves. And lastly, and certainly not surely, is their mission is to find a cure. The PHA has recently been awarded a $21 million grant by the NIH, which is the first time a grant of this size has been dedicated and devoted to a rare orphan disease, but it is one of the testaments to what the PHA is doing to make sure that they find a cure for this. And that's why my wife and I are so excited about putting on this fundraiser in Los Angeles.
Joined you last year for a little while, had a great time with you guys, and of course there's a whole theme happening this year, which is a zombie apocalypse theme, and this is, of course, falling right on Halloween Eve, which we all know is huge in L.A., so this is actually going to be also a masquerade Halloween zombie of sorts theme, right?
Absolutely. You know, based on zombie fever that's taken over the nation with The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, I, Zombie, I mean, it just is relentless. We thought what an opportune time to take advantage and really play on the theme. And we elected a safe house, which is this insanely beautiful estate located in Hollywood that is really a surprise to the community. It's this rehabilitated, renovated, brought back to life, gorgeous estate that will serve as our safe house. Of course, we'll have zombie hunters and walker and biters, and we've been privileged to have a celebrity chef, Ricardo Zarate, who, of course, is Food and Wine's Best New Chef in America, 3 times James Beard nominee. He will be providing all of the small bites that evening, and the beauty of it, of course, is it's his interpretation of what food would be like if an apocalypse would occur. Of course, we have DJ London Thomas, one of the world-renowned DJs. He is traveling here to basically get our guests to feel alive among the dead. He'll be spinning music all night long. And, of course, we have my wife, YouTube star and YouTube sensation, Chloe Temchin, who is ready to rock the house down and certainly... as I stated earlier, everybody's simply excited about the tasting that you're ready to provide everyone.
Well, it's an honor to be joining you guys and to see Chloe perform and to see you, Marvin, and all the great folks that'll be there enjoying the Zombie Apocalypse Halloween party. And, of course, some great whiskey. I mean, it wouldn't be complete without just a little taste of some whiskey. We have some Michter's American whiskey, which is going to be featured in the sampling, along with the Glenfiddich collection, some of the scotches in the Glenfiddich collection. And if I can, as I was telling you earlier, if I can somehow manage to get my buddy Dawn Wells, the original Marianne from Gilligan's Island, off the island this weekend, I'm also going to make sure I bring her over and make sure she can be off the island for once and have a little whiskey and a little fun with us too.
I love it. That would be great. Well, listen, if any of your audience members want to participate, all they need to do is literally visit zombiefever.com, fever spelt with a P-H. So zombiefever spelt with a P-H. They can go there and take a look and see what ticket that they can choose to participate in. And 100%, and I do mean 100% of every penny of those proceeds is being donated directly to the PHA. So obviously, even if you cannot attend, I would encourage you to consider making a contribution. But we would love to have all of your audience members there to join and celebrate and participate in the tasting.
Starts on Friday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. And I always enjoy seeing parties that, like, you know, start one day and end the next day. Goes, and I've seen this on the website, goes all the way until Saturday the 31st at 2 a.m. So we'll be partying all night with some great music, some great food from just this top chef, and just really an amazing atmosphere to celebrate the great organization and also Halloween there in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Marvin, I'm looking forward to seeing you this week. And again, it's zombiefever.com, fever spelled with a P-H. We'll see you in Hollywood, Marvin. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy.